Welcome to this episode of the Bible Readers Podcast. In this episode, I'll be introducing the third era of salvation history, the era of the Exodus. The story of the Exodus is a fascinating story of slavery, deliverance, and worship. In the Exodus, we will see the beginning of the fulfillment of the promises given to Abraham, and we'll discuss how God chooses his people, the people of Israel, and he commissions them on a divine purpose. We'll also see how Israel responds to that mission, and how God uses one man, Moses, to lead his people to the promised land. I'm Aaron Hartley. I'm so glad you're joining me on this journey through Scripture on the Bible Readers Podcast. In order to introduce the Exodus, I first want to do a bit of recap on our previous era of salvation history, and I want to remind you a few things about salvation history in general. Remember, salvation history is the story of the unfolding of God's plan of salvation for the world. And the Bible is our textbook to salvation history because it tells that story. There are 12 eras of salvation history in the Bible, and they are the early world, the patriarchs, the Exodus, the desert wandering, conquest and judges, royal kingdom, divided kingdom, exile, return, Maccabean revolt, the Messiah, and the church. Don't worry, there's not a quiz at the end of this. We've covered the first two eras on this show, and if you haven't listened to those already, go back and listen to those before this one, because the story will make a whole lot more sense. In the early world era, we saw the creation of the universe and the creation of mankind. And we saw the fall of mankind because of sin and the subsequent death and suffering that followed it with the family of God that was whole and harmonious, but is now splintered. Then, in the patriarch's era, God chooses a man named Abraham, and he gives to him a threefold promise. God tells him that he will make Abraham a great nation, give Abraham a great name, and that through Abraham, all the world would be blessed. The patriarch's era tracks Abraham and his descendants through many ins and outs and failings and successes, all the way to the nation of Egypt, where the descendants of Abraham, namely Jacob and his 12 sons, now reside. And that is where the story of Exodus begins, except 400 years later. And the Israelites have multiplied and are now a numerous people living in the land of Egypt. In the Exodus era, we're going to read how Israel begins this story in bondage. And through the miraculous deliverance of God, they will be set free and brought to the promised land, fulfilling the first promise given to Abraham. But as you read the story, look for more than just the surface geographical problem for the Israelites. That surface problem, simple, is that they are not in the land promised to them, and they are slaves in Egypt. We'll see very quickly that the problem that Israel has is not one of just geography and status, but there is a spiritual problem as well. The problem is that just as Israel is in Egypt geographically, Egypt is in Israel spiritually. The underlying problem that the Israelites have in the Exodus is a problem of worship. And the author wants you to see this. God is going to deliver Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, but he's also going to give Israel a divine mission. He's going to commission the nation of Israel to be a kingdom of priests, a nation that offers themselves to God and ushers others into the presence of God. And the main question of the Exodus is, how will Israel receive and fulfill that mission? There are three main sections of the book of Exodus, which contains the story with one other book, the book of Leviticus. Exodus's first section is calling. God calls Moses, God calls Israel, and he delivers them through signs and wonders to the second section of the book, the covenant. God reveals himself to the people of Israel at Mount Sinai and gives them the law. And finally, God makes plans for communion with Israel through the construction of the tabernacle, the place where Israel will meet with God. And in that last section, we'll read about a massive failure of Israel to live in communion with God. So, three sections in Exodus: call, covenant, and communion. And by the way, I took that outline from Brant Petra and John Bergsma's fantastic book, A Catholic Introduction to the Bible, the Old Testament, which I highly recommend if you are interested in learning more about the Bible, and in particular, the Old Testament. Brant Petra and John Bergsma, A Catholic Introduction to the Bible, the Old Testament. It's excellent. I've read it cover to cover. You would do well to have that on your shelf. Like I said, the book of Leviticus is also important to the Exodus era, and we will spend an entire episode discussing the law, which is what the book of Leviticus contains. But I will warn you, if you read Leviticus, and it's well worth it, it can be pretty dry reading. Lots of lists of instructions for how to perform certain sacrifices, lots of details about kosher law. It can get fairly in the weeds, especially if you're just reading the Bible for the story. A lot of people actually, when they first read the Bible, they go, I'm going to read the Bible cover to cover. And they start in Genesis, and it's a story. And then they get to Exodus, and it's a story. And then they get to Leviticus, and it's laws and laws and laws and instructions and instructions and instructions. And they quit. So, if you want to read Leviticus, do it. It's worth it. But it won't be the most thrilling thing you've read this year. One central character in the Exodus era will be a man of the tribe of Levi named Moses, and his brother, my namesake, Aaron. The story will track the entire life of Moses, who's one of the great miracle workers of the Old Testament. And the book of Exodus will actually begin with Moses' birth and his personal deliverance that ends with God commissioning him to a divine mission as well. So, lots of divine missions and calls, lots of discussion of the covenant God will make with his people, and lots of talk about how the people are to worship God so that they can be in communion with him. That's what Exodus is all about. And it's fitting that we're doing this during Lent, or at least as Lent has just begun, because the Catholic Church's prayer book, the Liturgy of the Hours, in the first hour of the day, the Office of Readings, actually reads through the book of Exodus during the season of Lent every year. So it's great devotional reading for preparing for Easter. And I'm sure we'll highlight some of those reasons why the Church does that as we go through the story. I'm really excited about going through Exodus with you and the Exodus era of salvation history, our third era here. Then we'll be a quarter of the way done with the eras of salvation history. Pretty awesome. So thank you for joining us this week on the Bible Readers Podcast. A new episode of the BRP, as all the cool kids are calling it nowadays, is released every other Monday. So in 2 weeks, we'll be back to discuss Exodus 1 through 4, that call piece. I think you're really going to enjoy learning more about this story. I'm so glad to have you along as we go through the amazing story of God's love and salvation on the Bible Readers Podcast.